Thank you. The next application is case 11629. The Jefferson School seeks a special use exception to place two temporary manufactured home type structures for classrooms per section 115-23A and 115-210A1 of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the north side of Wilson Road, approximately 1,390 feet west of Sand Hill Road. The 911 address is 22051 Wilson Road in Georgetown. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 135, Map 10, Parcel 16. Staff received no letters, no mail returns, no letters in support, no letters in opposition. And again, they're asking for a special use exception for the use of two manufactured home type structures to be used as temporary classrooms. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we need you to go up and be sworn in, if you would, please.
Excuse me, can you state your name and address for the record?
Connie Hendricks, 8 Nicole Drive, Milton, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Can you state your name and address for the record?
Michael Glick, Lighthouse Construction, 859 Golf Links Lane, Magnolia, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And we also have this. This is a copy of the answers you provided to the board and the application.
Good evening. We're here seeking a special use exception for two temporary classrooms for the Jefferson School. They've recently experienced a growth in enrollment and as such are in the need to expand their existing facility. Obviously, timing, you can't expand the building quick enough to meet the requirements for the enrollment. So we're seeking an interim of setting two temporary classrooms adjacent to the existing structure. It'll be 250 feet from the existing property line, 400 feet from the nearest residential. We've met with the nearest adjacent residential folks and discussed the trailers with them, no objection. We've also met with the State Fire Marshal's office to review the placement of the trailers and have since received approval.
Okay. Do you have... Are there any questions from members of the board, Mr. Hudson?
How long do you anticipate needing the temporary classrooms?
We would anticipate a 2 to 3 year between the capital campaign and the actual expansion planning.
These will be regular classroom type structures that are new, or?
Yes, there'll be a leased, there's different entities out there. Mod Space is the one we've spoken with, so yes.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Ricker.
These are going to be new classrooms, mobile homes. Is that what they are, classified?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and you got two different sizes here, right?
Yes, one is actually split into half, so there's two classrooms within one trailer, and then the other would be a single classroom.
How many children do we have in there?
It's not going to be used as a homeroom, so
oh, okay.
It would be a music room would be one, and the other would be a Spanish classroom. The third would potentially be a health room.
So in other words, it would be passing in and
yes.
out.
Yes, so no classes. Students will be out there for the whole entire day.
Is there any parking around that area? You don't need it, I'm just asking.
It's immediately adjacent to the parking lot, and the fire marshal's asked us to stay within 50 feet of the fire lane, so it's right there.
That's where I was going. Okay. You say 2 to 3 years, okay, before you can get the money to, evidently, to add on to what the other building that's here now. Is that what your plans are?
Yes, sir.
Okay. No other questions?
Okay. Hearing no further questions, Mr. Sharp.
I guess just briefly, can you just describe what's in the area? What are your neighboring properties? I know you said there's 450 feet to the nearest residence, but what's around there?
Redden State Forest is off to one end. There are residential properties. We're Wilson Road between Sandhill and Wilson Road, so there are some individual properties around. The closest is 400 feet. They're the only ones that can actually see our property, but it's woods, mostly wooded area around us.
I have no further questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? And again, thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,629. The applicant has stated that the manufactured structure will not adversely affect the adjacent or neighboring property, and they're seeking a special use exception, and the special use exception will not affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties.
If a period of
Would you like to state how long you would like to have that? Do you think 3 years would be the time? You said 2 to 3. You know, that gives a lot of... I think you better go for 3 while you're here.
Yes, we would ask for 3.
Okay, and let that be part of the motion, Mr. Chairman, that for a 3-year period.
Okay. Excuse me, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that and agree that we heard no testimony that it will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties.
Okay. Excuse me. All right. I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,629 for a period of 3 years. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason that had been stated. So by a vote of 3-0, case number 11,629 is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you and good luck.